In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
A look at what's ahead for the markets in the short week that follows the holiday weekend. We've got lots of news to look forward to coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters from the newsroom in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong. Stocks struggled to hold on to gains Friday after more clues from Fed Chair Janet Yellen that an interest rate hike may be coming down the pike. Here to share his thoughts on what investors should expect to see in the weeks ahead is Ernie Cecilia. He's the CIO of the wealth management firm Bryn Mawr Trust. Ernie, all eyes seem to remain focused on interest rates.
That's right, Jennifer. Interest rates certainly are a front burner item. They continue to be, and they have really been since this both economic and market recovery, which began in 2009. And then it was that issue, if you will, was further underscored when the April minutes of the FOMC meetings were released on May 18. And the word appropriate, that is, it might be appropriate to raise interest rates or could raise interest rates at the June meeting came into the market, and then the market seemed to at least get somewhat comfortable with that and clearly indicated that the Fed would be very data dependent. And a talk at Harvard University, Chair Yellen again used the word appropriate and commented on improved employment numbers, etc. So that's still very much in the news and continues to drive investor behavior.
From your perspective, what else should investors really be paying attention to as we go forward?
Well, certainly, Jennifer, interest rates are not the only issue here. What really drives equities in particular over the long term are profits or profitability, that is, revenues and earnings. And, you know, as we know from the first quarter earnings reports that pretty much have all been played out. About 98% of all S&P 500 companies have already released their first quarter earnings. Revenues have been relatively weak, and on a year-over-year basis, earnings declined. What we're seeing is what we call margin compression, that is, the inability or difficulty for corporations to raise prices. So what we think we need to see is productivity growth, which will lower costs as we are now in the latter stages of this economic cycle. So long story short, we believe we need to see earnings to push the market higher.
And anything in particular we should watch out for?
I think there's several things on the horizon right now. Certainly, as we end May and get into June, the prospects of the election, presidential election, come to fore, as well as elections in the branches of Congress, and that'll start to take a little bit more center stage, more so from an economic perspective. And we'll see as the candidates lay out their economic platforms and choose various individuals to either be their running mates or their cabinet selection. So that's something that will take place. Certainly another issue that's very important on the economic front will be the vote in Great Britain on June the 23rd, which actually is after the FOMC meeting, which is June 15 and 16. Anyway, the June 23rd vote is to vote as to whether Britain will leave the Eurozone. And so that's a really critical vote for a number of reasons. And we do think, actually, that even though economic data has been pretty good, at least moderate, somewhat steady, we think that the Fed will hold off raising rates in June for a number of reasons. And it appears that, Jennifer, Fed funds futures are indicating maybe a 34% probability of a 25 basis interest rate hike in June. So that's relatively low, but still on the table, but we think it'll at least pass past June, and then July becomes at least another discussion point. So anyway, those are a couple issues that face the markets over the near term.
We've also got some employment data coming out. We got the May jobs report on Friday coming from the Department of Labor. Anything you think we should watch for there?
Yes. You know, employment has been, payroll employment has been pretty strong. We had a relatively weak month, weak on a relative basis, month of April, although we may see some revisions there. A lot of the improvement or a lot of the growth in employment have been in the healthcare sector as well as retail trade, among other areas. Construction has been pretty strong, and we just saw a pretty strong new home sales number the other day. But in any event, on Friday, June 3rd, we will see the May employment numbers, and we'll have to see what that looks like. That'll be the last employment number that is released before the Fed does meet for its June meeting. One of the elements inside both the jobless claims, and I guess it would show up somewhat in the jobs number, but certainly in the jobless claims, will be the Verizon strike. There was 39,000 individuals on strike, so that could influence the numbers a bit. So the employment numbers coming on Friday, as you point out, will be very important. And again, as I said, is the last employment report before the June meeting.
That's Ernie Cecilia at the wealth management firm Bryn Mawr Trust. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and you can also look for us on the Google Play Music app. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.